RNZ National. It's Tuesday afternoon, time for Tech Tuesday. I'm joined by Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Jesse.
You'll be proud of me, actually. I've been acting as one-on-one IT guy for my wife, who's got a big presentation today. So I installed a big monitor for her. That went very well. That was just a plug and play. That was great. And also, went and bought a ring light for her today, so she looks as good as possible in the presentation. That took a bit of finding, actually, but I eventually got one at the stationery store and plugged that in. And I've got new confidence in my own IT abilities. You know, one problem we had is we ran out of USB ports.
Yeah, that's true, because everything like that does depend on having extra USB ports. Getting a port replicator, you can get a El Cheapo, you know, that adds another 5 ports onto your laptop. It's quite useful for all the extra peripherals.
I was actually pleased with myself because I had one of those, and then I went to plug it in and it was a USB-C connection, which seemed really stupid. But I guess it's designed for Apple or something anyway.
Well, USB-C is the way it's going to be going into the future, and even Apple might get forced into, well, it looks like Apple's going to be forced into that by the EU.
Yeah, I saw that story, and which made a lot of sense to me. Like, it is ridiculous in terms of waste and just inconvenience that we're all using different chargers, right?
Yeah, it drives me nuts. But I mean, you know, it is one way of making money is by changing the peripherals on a regular basis.
Well, you're not here to talk about my home office setup. We're here to talk about AI today. Really interesting story that came through this week. A Google engineer says that one of the firm's AI systems might have its own feelings. He says this AI, it's called Lambda, actually wants, he says that its wants should be respected, and he released a conversation that he's had with this AI, which is quite eerie. It's always quite eerie to hear AI talking like a normal human being. But actually, Google sound like they're not happy with this guy sharing this conversation. They put him on leave.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably more about information release or anything like that more than anything nefarious regarding the AI itself. But it's interesting that he was part of an area called Responsible Innovation, which is like, oh, okay, cool. So they've got innovation and then they have a department which is responsible for responsible innovation.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, so they're clearly seeing that there's dangers there, but it's probably not the Skynet type danger. And there's also, you know, Elon Musk has been quite outspoken regarding what he describes the singularity, the idea that if you build a general machine intelligence, it's going to be operating speeds much higher than what our human, you know, clock cycle is on our meat computers. And then it could essentially find us redundant. Right? Why should it be subservient to these slightly evolved apes?
Yeah, there's a conversation that he had on the Joe Rogan podcast, which is worth looking up if you want to scare yourself, and where he predicts what's going to happen in the future. Do you worry like he does that AI is going to reach a point where it's smarter than humanity and starts doing things that we don't want it to do?
Not so much. I think there's already evidence that there's potential for harm, which is several orders of magnitude below that, right? So there's been examples where, say there was one where Microsoft put out a chatbot and they advertised that it actually, the chatbot was learning from the conversations that it was having with people.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, what straight away happens there is this chatbot, if you've heard of the website 4chan, don't recommend you go there, a spawning ground for internet trolls. They managed to turn this chatbot into a hate speech machine because after 24 hours, a collection of bots had been posting 15,000 times conversations into this artificial intelligence chatbot, right? So it was being trained from the language that it was being fed. So it started spewing out really, really toxic tweets, right? Really horrible white supremacist stuff.
Yeah.
Just write down the conspiracy theories, using the N-word all over the place, right? So these artificial intelligences, they're built around, it all depends on the data it's been fed to learn from. So if that's not clean, and in multiple senses of that word, like if the data is not clean, then you're just going to get the output of whatever you throw in there.
I will say that I am disappointed by the AI in my life. We've got one of those Alexa, Amazon things on our bench. She inevitably disappoints me. I've got the Google Assistant. Mm. I've yelled at that before. I actually was in the car once and I yelled, "You're a terrible AI," which is very pointless. They don't seem to be learning very quickly. Sometimes you can ask them to play a song and they just don't hear you, or they mishear you over and over and over again. But I suspect it's one of those sort of tangential things that they'll get very slowly better and it'll feel like no progress is being made, and then one day we'll all wake up and they will have clocked
it. You won't have noticed. Yeah, yeah. I'm still dubious here having those things in the home, because it's, you're providing a direct listening device for a corporation into your daily conversations.
Yeah, because they're always listening. I know of somebody who actually asked for the records of her Alexa, and they sent it to them. And what she wasn't expecting was they sent her all the audio files, so they recorded everything that she'd ever said as well. That's very eerie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But so you think they're getting more out of it than we are?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean,
it's just a total change of perspective, like, to think of these things as tools which benefit the company rather than tools that benefit us.
Yeah, and if you look at the price point of some of these things, and you're like, oh, wow, that's really cheap. And you're thinking, why is that? Okay, well, perhaps that price is just covering the price, the cost of the hardware and shipping it to you, because the rest of it's going to pay off, they know, right? So Amazon is using artificial intelligence hugely within their environment, right? That, I mean, you just couldn't run that kind of massive operation without the business analyst insights that come from taking a huge wadge of data and trying to look for efficiencies in the way they, where they store certain, you know, items of stock, and how are they going to route it most efficiently through the driver.
What about you, Daniel?
You know, because the drivers.
What about a company which I presume is slightly smaller than Amazon, Vertec IT Services? Do you guys actually use AI in your day-to-day work?
To a certain extent, because there's sub-layers of artificial intelligence. Like machine learning is the goal of artificial intelligence is to create like a general intelligence like humans. But you can take subsets of that. And so machine learning and how it looks up in most, looks like it for in our environment, is actually in the security endpoint protection that we put in place on clients' computers.
Oh, yeah.
Because the software there is looking at the data set of all the applications, processes running on our clients' computers. And when it spots something that is unusual, it flags it for further analysis and does an additional code inspection on that to see if that is this a novel type of virus which has appeared on this client's machine, which is very useful because these days, malware comes with built-in obfuscation code, right? So the code itself isn't just written line by line, 115 lines packaged up and sent out. Now what it will do is it will the code itself will be shuffled and changed around so that it can be, every time it gets deployed, it's in a different combination. So on the defense side of things, the old antivirus signatures can't just look at the code and go, that is malware code.
Yeah,
it becomes more difficult. So it's different each time. So that's where the machine learning is coming in, looking for, okay, what is, not looking at the code of the software running necessarily, but what is it doing on the system? Is it trying to alter that particular system file? Is it dropping a file in this location and then sequencing it all up and going, well, hang on, this is all the behavior that looks to be malicious. We should throw up an alert, stop it and do it back and roll it back or whatever. So that's how that kind of looks at for us. But businesses are using Aon in lots of different ways now.
We're out of time. Daniel, probably a good time to tell you now that Jesse's away sick today. You've been talking to his AI bot. How did I do?
In fact, this is probably an improvement upon the normal Jesse. Well done, bot.
I'll pass on your horrible feedback. Daniel from Vertec IT Services, thanks so much. Nice to talk to you.
You're welcome, mate. Take care.